producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here's the bottom line. The globalists like to dumb stuff down to war on terror or countdown to meltdown. Here's the real headline. Western forces battle Russian forces over control of Russian oil and gas infrastructure. That's what's going on. And so our media goes, oh, no, there's no forces or NATO, even though they're admittedly there fighting with Russians. And the Russians are like, oh, there's no, we're not either. But if you attack our forces openly or come up and attack Russian forces that are inside Russia, we got nuclear weapons. That is such a huge escalation, Putin putting nuclear weapons on the table. The video is up on InfoWars.com right now. Video. Nuclear Putin says don't mess with Russia. We have the 2-hour, 30-minute video up there of his full meet and greet and talking to college students and youth groups. But before we, I mean, that's important. You guys found the time code. We should probably go note in our article where the time code is so folks can skip ahead to that. And then we're going to excise out the very video for other news sites and people that probably want it and have that up on InfoWars.com the next 20, 30 minutes. Got Buckley in there working on it right now, doing a great job. Man, let's go to one call before Ray McGovern comes on. And at the bottom of the hour, I will go to Chris, Will, Chris, John, and others. Let's go to Greg in Arizona in this short segment. What's your take on this? I mean, I guess I'm supposed to be patriotic and do what the occupied government says and support stealing the Russian oil and gas infrastructure that they built in eastern Ukraine that they have contracts on. And I should support the ethnic cleansing of the Russian majority there. And I should support nuclear war. So I want to say I do. And I support 2 plus 2 equals 5. And I didn't build InfoWars like Obama said. I did nothing. I didn't get up this morning. I just didn't do anything. So fairness doctrine and radio is back now. So I want to be fair a little bit there. Sorry, go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Alex. I'm from Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for, oh, geez, over a year. I've been calling in. It's the first time I actually got through. I think it's a disgrace what we're doing over there and what's going on. And I think it's all funded by the Bilderbergs and all these people with the money.
Oh, it definitely is. Bilderberg has been saying they're going to take down Russia. And it's not that Russia's great. It's just that they're not starting anything. It's like, if I don't even like my neighbor, I can't go over and punch him in the nose or take his car. And then if he comes out and fights me for it, oh, you're fighting me. I just overthrew the Ukrainian government, started a war with you. I'm moving missiles up to your borders. How dare you not love me? How dare you? And again, you're saying a disgrace. Look at how our so-called government's funding Al-Qaeda. Go ahead.
It's ridiculous. And as far as what's his face, the guy that's come over here to ruin our country.
Soros?
You know, Soros.
Yeah, the Nazi collaborator?
Yeah, how does he get away with staying in our country and doing all this stuff?
Well, I mean, he would hunt down Jews that were hiding. He knew where they would hide and how they'd hide their money, and then he'd transfer it to the Nazis, and he got a big nest egg out of it. And I mean, that's just, I mean, look, if you're Schwarzenegger and say you love Hitler on video, you get an ADL award. If you actually help hunt down Jews en masse, you get worshipped by the ADLs. But if you fight Nazis, you get demonized by them. And the ADL attacks me. MSNBC says I'm deeply racist and shows no proof. 2 plus 2 equals 5, bro. You didn't know that?
Yeah. He does live in America, right?
He sure does. But no, they're always hunting some fake old man Nazi jail guard, and it never turns out to actually be a Nazi jail guard. It's always some Eastern European, you know, who can't prove anything and is like 92 and can't talk, and they'll roll out some death man and go, he's a Nazi, look, we're hunting him down, when they brought 36,000 Nazis to the U.S. to run the universities, the government, NASA, everything. Everything. Look, we found a 94-year-old blind guy who we called us a Nazi. Oh, yeah, right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 48 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're now well into the second hour. We aired the false flag intro there to point out that the most wars or escalations of wars are launched by staged provocations by the Russians, the Nazis, the U.S. government. This is something done since the times of the Romans. Ray McGovern has graciously come on short notice because of the global crisis. I could not think of a better guest to have on concerning this. Just 2 weeks ago, we played the clip yesterday. He broke down how this could lead to nuclear war. I wanted to be able to flesh that out a little bit better today because we were up against a time constraint and he had to go. So I want to be able to get into more detail. He's a native of New York, Washington, is the early 60s as an Army Infantry Intelligence Officer. He served as a CIA analyst for the administration of John F. Kennedy to that of George H.W. Bush. Ray briefed one-on-one President Ronald Reagan, most senior national security advisor, from 81 to 85, was one of their favorite morning briefers. Point is, he knows what he's talking about in a wide spectrum. Fluent in Russian, German, and Spanish, Ray holds an M.A. in Russian from Fordham University and Certificate of Theological Studies from Georgetown. He's also a graduate of Harvard Business School Advanced Management Program. He holds a Certificate in Theology Studies from Georgetown University. RayMcGovern.com. And the reason he's here today is, we played the clip last hour, we're going to play it coming out in a few minutes. Putin has come out and said, listen, if you attack any of our forces or basically keep moving more forces in, we are going to, you know, respond and defend ourselves. We are a nuclear power, but that's not a threat. Well, obviously it is a threat. This is the doctrine they've had since 888 in 2008. When Western forces attacked Ossetia and South Ossetia and Abkhazia as a pretext to try to demonize Russia. And again, I've never been to Russia. I'm not defending Russia. I've studied it. They're not in an aggressive posture. The West is, and it's very dangerous. Just like when they wanted to take over the airport in Pristina, and the Russians said, no, we'll have a war with you. And it was only the head of NATO backing down that stopped that from going possibly nuclear. Here's the headline. Russia threatens nuclear attack on Poland over U.S. missile shield. That was on August 15th, a few days after the situation began to settle down in Georgia. Here's the headline of the New York Times. U.S. general was overruled in Kosovo. General Jackson rejected the order from his superior by saying, no, I'm not going to do that. It's not worth starting World War III. The last time NATO, who's spoiling for a fight with the Russians, tried to order attacks on Russians at their airbase that they've been for, you know, been since World War II. So this is a replay of this. This is beyond Cuban Missile Crisis in my layman view, but I researched this deeply. This is really getting out of control. There is obviously the CIA director went there. They've got special ops from the people I've talked to and mercenaries advising. There's all sorts of stuff going on. The Russians have been shooting down Ukrainian drones. There have been Russian columns getting destroyed. And Putin basically, you know, said some of our troops have been captured. They'll be returned. And then the kids all laughed when he gave the speech. He was there talking to a youth group. So, I mean, I take from that, let's just be honest, there are Russian forces there protecting their interests, their gas fields that they put in, their pipelines, their military bases, their Black Sea base. Now, that's my little briefing because a lot of stations just joined us. We have a lot of news stations in L.A. and just joined us this week. I need to plug that news station in Oklahoma City and so many others. The broadcast is exploding. I wanted to give folks some background here. Ray, am I correct in my basic gestalt I tried to paint there? Can you elaborate on that? Is this getting as big or bigger than the Cuban Missile Crisis? Ray McGovern.
Well, it is, Alex, in the sense that never before have the U.S. and Russia been at such loggerheads. There's a little difference here. The missiles that we now know were ready to fire in Cuba, we didn't know it at the time, were a direct threat to our security. There's no way, Alex, there's no way anyone convinced me that what's going on in the Ukraine is a direct threat to our security. It is, however, a direct threat to what the Russians believe to be their security. They have national interests, their strategic interests. They're not going to let a NATO member be in place right under their soft underbelly.
So it is worse because Kennedy did the right thing in the Cuban Missile Crisis and had detente. They got the missiles out. It turned out to be a victory for our security. This time it's literally the EU, Wall Street, other interests want to gobble up Ukraine, and they're treating Russia like it's Iraq.
That's right, Alex. You know, it's really something to behold for somebody who spent his first 35 professional years focusing in on the evil empire, the Soviet Union. It was evil enough. And it's very, very difficult for this old fella to turn his mind around and stop just assuming that the U.S. and NATO are telling the truth, and kind of having to assume, from what I know and what I am observing, that it's just the opposite. But in this case, for the most part, with some exaggerations, Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, and Putin himself are mostly telling the truth. And the big truth they're telling is, look, we told you years ago, we told you in February 2008, niet means niet. If you have any designs to bring Ukraine into NATO, forget about it, as we would say in the Bronx. Forget about it. Now, what happened? That was on the 1st of February, 2008. Sergei Lavrov, who was foreign minister then as well, called our ambassador in, Bill Burns. He's now deputy secretary of state. And he said, look, there are rumors going around that you all are going to try to incorporate Ukraine and Georgia into NATO. We just want to make sure you understand this would be a direct threat to our security. And we say niet, and niet means niet. Now, Bill Burns reported that back to Washington in the top secret cable. And how do we know about that? Well, give credit where it's due. WikiLeaks and Chelsea Manning. It's in the cable. I have the cable. It reads, just as I said, Bill Burns saying, look, you ought to be aware that I was called on the carpet here. The Russians feel very strongly about this. They predict that the country will fall apart if hostilities start by virtue of trying to get them into NATO. And so I'm just reporting this to you so that you'll know. Now, that was the 1st of February, 6 years ago, 2008. So what happened? What happened was this. On the 3rd of April, a NATO summit of the kind that will just convene in Wales on the 4th and 5th of September next week, a NATO summit in Bucharest decided, and I quote from their declaration, Ukraine and Georgia will become members of NATO, period, end quote. Now, what happened after that was this crazy fellow in Georgia, Saakashvili, thought that, you know, what the neocons were telling him about having his back, right? That they'd have his back. And so he started to give the Russians a bloody nose just to the north of the Georgian border. And now the Russians came back and gave him a very, very bloody nose. And the whole thing collapsed because the U.S. would never intervene in so far away a place with no real relevance to the U.S.
And Ray, just to interject again, former top CIA analyst Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush joins us, a 35, 40-year veteran at the highest levels of global intelligence. Watching it that day was CNN announcing that Russia had just attacked Georgia for no reason, and reading the fine print that they had attacked Russian military bases in South Ossetia and Abkhazia and murdered them in mass. It shows the sheer insanity that our media went with that and said, yeah, let's send in NATO till the Russians threatened nuclear attacks on NATO bases, and then they Cheney backed off. As it turned out, from when I the intel I had, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Georgian president had been basically, like Saddam was encouraged to go into Kuwait, quietly told, yeah, you, go ahead and do this, we've got your back. What were they thinking there, out of the blue, to just attack Russian military bases? Thank God it didn't escalate more. And then when I said, I'm glad the Russians are showing restraint pulling out of Georgia, they had all the neocons come out and claim, I'm a Russian agent. when literally both sides of my family came over on the Mayflower. I mean, that is how sick this has gotten. I'm a traitor. You're a traitor. You know, they said that about you because we don't want nuclear war, Ray. What is wrong with the ruling elite? JFK was no angel, but he would never act like this. Reagan didn't do stuff like this. George Herbert Walker Bush didn't do stuff like this. What is wrong with them?
Well, President Obama doesn't have any real strategy here. He's kind of looking around and seeing which way the wind is blowing. I say that facetiously, but that's pretty much what he said yesterday when he was asked about policy towards Syria, Iraq, and that kind of thing. He's a very weak leader, let's face it. And what's happened here is that the Victoria Nulands, who worked for Dick Cheney for most of her career and now is Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs, she and John Kerry are running the policy toward these areas. Now, they were the ones that encouraged the coup d'etat in Kiev on the 22nd of February. You don't have to believe me. None of your viewers have to believe me. Just listen to the intercepted conversation. Here's Victoria Nuland speaking en clair, right? Not even encrypted, to the U.S. ambassador there in Kiev. And she's saying, you know, Yats is our guy. The other fellows can stay in the wings here, but Yats is going to be the next prime minister. He knows. He's been head of the central bank. He knows what austerity measures are going to be needed by the IMF. So he's our guy. Now, that was at the end of January, Alex. The end of January of this year. On the 22nd of February, there's a coup. And guess who becomes the prime minister? Yats.
And then Obama calls him elected when he was not elected.
Yeah, it's yikes, it's Yats. Now, just to borrow a phrase from the Declaration of Independence, a decent respect for the opinions of mankind, having that intercepted conversation between Nuland and Pyatt on YouTube showing that Yats was our guy. I mean, you would think that that would maybe disqualify Yats from becoming the prime minister of Ukraine. No. The chutzpah is such that it was thought to be a...
Well, that's what scares me. They don't even use encrypted telephones. They act so arrogant. And I've studied history, as I know you have, sir. These are the times in history where you get arrogant elites. This is how we ended the last interview, and I want to get into this with you now. Where they just start making wrong moves. They think they're invincible. They've never been in combat. I mean, that's one big problem with having all these people in government that have never been in combat like you and others. They just think they're invincible. They think they're bulletproof like 14-year-old boys. And anybody who studies history can see the incredible danger, the stance the Russians are getting in. They look completely freaked out. But have a lot of resolve, and I'm not even lionizing them. It's just a fact they're under attack overall. You broke down what it means to have the anti-missile systems in the Black Sea and obviously have been snuck into Ukraine and Poland on record. That's come out. What is going to happen when you talk about launch on warning? Explain to people how this works and then spend some time getting into where you think this is going. Is there some form of sanity that can abound? What are other intelligence analysts saying, both former and current? I know I talked to some of them. They're completely freaked out. What are your colleagues that are still in government saying?
Well, the basic problem is we have a bunch of sophomores who, as you point out, don't know what war is like. And they've got Obama's ear. And of course, Obama doesn't know what war is like. What saved us from war against Syria and a widened war in the Middle East at precisely this time last year was General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who does know something about war, has his head screwed on right, and went to President Obama and said, "Look, Mr. President, we know that you really favor those young folks in the White House and in the UN, and you know, especially those tough women who want to protect everybody else in the whole world. But frankly, Mr. President, they don't know anything about war. We in the Joint Chiefs do, for better or for worse. And my colleagues have persuaded me I need to see you and to tell you not only to beware of that kind of advice, but that John Kerry, with all due respect, at the State Department, you know, he talks about starting a war with Syria that would be a, his words, unbelievably short, end quote, war. Now, Mr. President, I hope you know that there's no such animal in the Middle East. There's no such unbelievably short war. That, again, with all due respect to Kerry, he did drive those boats up the Mekong, but that does not make you a strategic thinker. Worst of all, Mr. President, he's not telling the truth when he said yesterday, on the 30th of August last year, when he said yesterday at the State Department, no fewer than 35 times, we know it was Bashar al-Assad's government that fired those chemical weapons on the 21st of August. He doesn't know. We don't know either, but we think, at least we know, that the sarin used was not the sarin from Syrian government stocks. Rather, it's a homemade sarin, and we have the British to prove that because they had a sample. They've analyzed it. They've told me. And so, Mr. President, it's equally likely, we think even more likely, and so do the CIA analysts think, that it was the rebels, it was the people that you are supporting, it was the people that the Turks are supporting that staged this chemical attack outside Damascus on August the 21st for the express purpose of tripping your little red line that someone persuaded you to draw and to get the U.S. involved militarily in Syria. So, Mr. President, look, here's a deal, Mr. President. When you go into the Rose Garden tomorrow, why don't you blame it on me, says Dempsey. Why don't you say, we're ready to go, we have our ships in the Eastern Mediterranean, but the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff advises me that there's no time sensitivity to this. We could do it today or tomorrow or next week. We could do it next month, but I'm going to go to Congress now and ask for authorization. That's precisely what Barack Obama did on the 31st of August, less than 20 hours after John Kerry all but declared war in Syria. Now, why do I mention all that? Well, because it's exactly a year ago, but also because that's what has to happen now. General Dempsey will be going to the summit in Wales. I find it ironic because the real message for that summit is for the Welsh, because the basic problem here is that the U.S. welched on its promise to the Russian leaders that it would not move NATO one inch, was the word James Baker used, one inch farther eastward than Germany if the Russians acquiesced in the reunification of Germany. That was the deal, okay? That was the deal 25 years ago. We welched on it. It seems to be the height of irony that we're meeting in the next NATO summit in where the Welsh live, in Wales. Anyhow, Dempsey's going to be going there. There are other level-headed military people in NATO. I'm just hoping that they can inject a modicum of reason into their calculations and realize that the Russians, understandably, are not going to tolerate drawing Ukraine into NATO, period.
I know that you worked in and around Henry Kissinger, and here's the headline. The assembly of a new world order, Wall Street Journal, just came out minutes ago. The concept that has underpinned the modern geopolitical era is in crisis. He goes on to praise Libya and Syria wars, civil wars that were staged, and what's happening with Russia. It just sounds like the Prince of Darkness, Richard Pearl, you know, bragging to women that he's a good killer, or Obama saying he's good at killing people. Last time I checked, he's never killed anybody with his own hands or pulled the trigger. It just smells of the Titanic running into an iceberg. It just smells of disaster to like see these crazy-eyed women. And I'm not saying that because they're women, but they look like crazy witches up there at the UN and at the State Department trying to start wars and looking crazed. Do a few more minutes with us, sir, because I want to get your take on how we can de-escalate this, where you think it's going. I want to play that clip of Putin, but to see Henry Kissinger now running around licking his lips, how this is going to bring in the New World Order, I mean, this is a key time, folks. Henry Kissinger has raised his head. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the Earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the Earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Minutes with Ray McGovern, and we're going right to your phone calls. John, Chris, Will, Chris, Habu, and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I get excited about geopolitical movements. I get excited about our own government and foreign governments allowing Al-Qaeda, now named IS, to be armed and to take over areas of Syria. I get upset about that. Average folks get upset about baseball or football and yell and scream. That's supposedly normal. Sure, I like a good ball game as much as the next guy. But I get upset and get emotional. I intellectually look at the facts. But then I do emotionally get upset on air. It's real. Because I'm passionately trying to get you to become passionate about what's happening out there so we don't become radioactive. The old saying is get active or get radioactive. And the Russian government, the communist government, did a lot of wicked, horrible things. I'm a fan of Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I'm an anti-communist, folks. Everybody knows that. I'm a free market capitalist. I know it's the best system in the world. It's not perfect because you get oligarchical corruption in it. But you look at Russia today, this is causing them to become more authoritarian just to hold it together, which is sad because I want Russia to become more free. I want prosperity. I know Ray McGovern wants that. And it's so immoral to watch our government and our elites doing this, but they're not even doing it from cold-blooded positions of evil. I mean, they are in many respects. They are doing it from just a self-destructive spirit that really concerns me when I look at it. It's like it's a big joke to them. And I really, in my bones, have a lot of genuine anxiety right now. And Ray McGovern briefed Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush, who was their top briefer. I know he's all about being calm and breaking things down. But, Ray, in your gut, and in being with the CIA almost 40 years and all the rest of it, talking to other analysts, knowing General Dempsey stopped the takeover of Syria for al-Qaeda, now that turned back around and run into Iraq, it's almost like the devil came up with this Machiavellian strategy, because I can see the destabilization strategy, but it's so destructive. And then Kissinger saying, out of this swirling black hole, that we'll have a Pax Americana while this same elite has deindustrialized us and done everything they can to shut us down. It just seems like bad will. It seems like existential envy by a ruling class against anything and everything. I know I'm pontificating here, but on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say the danger of this new Cold War leading to a regional war or even a nuclear war is? Because when you've got Putin and others saying, hey, we have nuclear weapons, it's such a sinking feeling is my point.
Well, judging from the president's attitude yesterday, where he made it very clear that we're not going to get involved in a military conflict with Russia, this cutting 180 degrees away from what a lot of his advisors are doing and saying, you can see a kind of a Hamlet-type calculation on Obama's part. I don't know how it's going to come out. What we'll know more is after the NATO summit on the 5th of September, we'll know if there's a degree of realism with the Germans, for example, who up until now have been led down the garden path by the U.S., the French as well, major countries with one exception, and that was they wouldn't go along with a war of aggression against Iraq. The question really is whether the Germans and the French are led by leaders now that have the courage to stand up and say, look, you know, we know what a war of aggression is. We're not going to perpetrate one by ourselves. Now, the other thing is, I'd just like to pick up on Henry Kissinger. My father was a lawyer, and he used to talk about the age of statutory senility. Now, Henry Kissinger reached the age of statutory senility about at least a decade ago. And so he doesn't make a lot of sense, except every now and then when he's asked the specific question. They asked him 1 month ago, are the Russians right in feeling threatened by NATO coming into the Ukraine? And he said, of course they are. That's crazy. Who else said that? Zbigniew Brzezinski. No coddler of the Russians, he, okay? So these realpolitik guys are smart enough to realize what a dumb move this will be if NATO doesn't rescind its decision 6 years ago to incorporate Ukraine as a member. So those are important things. Now, the more the other things, Alex, are, you know, why did he do this? Why are you doing this, you know? Well, some of the political scientists, some of whom I admire, John Mearsheimer of the University of Chicago, for example, talks about liberalism run amok, you know? We're the sole indispensable country in the world. That, by definition, means all other countries are dispensable, and we're going to show them how to put democracy in places like Russia. That may be some of it, but I think most of it is money. I think most of it is what General Eisenhower, President Eisenhower warned against, the military-industrial. Now we have the military-industrial-congressional-media the security state complex, much more dangerous, okay? So how do I look at it? Well, at Larry Wilkerson, who worked for Colin Powell as his chief of staff, I was on the television yesterday, and what he said was this. Look, we at the end of the Berlin Wall caving, we said, let's invite the Russians into NATO. If you're going to keep NATO, let's invite them in. And they were rebuffed, okay? They were rebuffed. Why? Because Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, wanted to sell a whole bunch of arms to Poland and other countries. And for them to buy the arms, they had to have a big threat, right? And so there's the ready-made threat, Russia. More recently, I want to just read you one paragraph of this news report. Ukraine, this is Bloomberg, okay? Ukraine troubles are leading Western governments to renew the role of the weapon that dominated the Cold War, the battle tank. The cost and warfighting benefits of developing a common armored vehicle for the whole region could spur consolidation beyond the pending merger of Germany's Haus Maffei-Wegmann GmbH and France's Nexeo Systems SA. The CEO of Maffei says, so you have a common battle tank now, which was sort of dead in the water because there was nobody to use the tank again. Now we have the tank. Now we can get the tank built. Now we can make lots of money. So, you know, in the old days, I used to think explaining everything by, you know, cui bono, who's going to make all the money, that was a little simplistic. I still think that not everything can be explained by that. But if you look at what happens, if you look at who profits from this kind of tension and who, you know, who's going to make all the money, it's the 1%, Alex. It's not the rest of us. So,
but if there's a nuclear war, they're not going to have anywhere to spend this money.
Yeah, I think we're a couple steps away from that now, partly because Putin is smart enough to not perpetrate that. And Obama, I think, knows a little bit more than we give him credit for. But what I'd like to finish up saying is that last year at this time, okay, there were two really important things that happened. Not only were they trying to get a war going against Syria, but the congressmen and senators were home. They were in their districts. And the American people got up and said, no more war. Okay? The British Parliament, for the first time in modern history, turned the Prime Minister down and said, no, we're not going to vote for war in Syria.
First time in hundreds of years.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, first time in hundreds of years. That's a great point. So you think Obama's statement yesterday signals maybe a de-escalation? Why would Putin come out today and say, hey, we'll defend ourselves, we have nuclear weapons, watch it? Do you think that that is to basically escalate it in the news to the level of understanding in the public to force a debate about the stakes here?
Yes, Putin is painfully aware that NATO is meeting at the summit level in Wales on the 4th and 5th of September. He just wants to remind all these folks, including that Dane, who's the Secretary General and sort of froths at the mouth and says, yeah, we're going to place units real close to the to the Russian border. And we're also going to modernize the Ukrainian military. There's a lot of money in modernizing. So he's just laying down a marker and saying, look, in case you hadn't thought about it, folks, we're not a weak country like we were 25 years ago. And, of course, we have the continuing nuclear deterrent. So that's how I read that.
You're getting back to what really concerns me, because I've been a student of politics, always found it very interesting, geopolitics, military affairs. People were always corrupt and had problems. There were good guys, bad guys, but people were more serious. Now, when I see the mannerisms and the meetings and Hillary saying, we came to Libya, we saw he died. Obama, I'm good at killing people. Pearl hits on girls at cocktail parties saying, I kill a lot of people. I see these statements and weirdness and swaggering that you see in people that have never really physically been involved in violence themselves, who think it's tough, who think it's sexy, who think they're like General Zod in a Superman movie. This is the real world, our only planet. This is not a game. And that's what keeps me up at night now is, you know, like you mentioned, the Secretary General and people. Some of these folks are frothing at the mouth with just incendiary stuff at Russia. And then Russia, like you said a few weeks ago, was like, yeah, we kind of like to keep our port we've had for hundreds of years, but we want to be friends with you. And then our media is like, they want to kill us. They're going to murder us. And finally, Russia's saying, okay, yeah, we have nuclear weapons. You need to stop now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the propaganda offensive in this country and the West reached ridiculous proportions. And when the Russians had those 280 trucks to bring provisions, including baby food and that kind of thing, into these besieged areas around Donetsk and Luhansk, and the media here and the propagandists were saying, look, there must be weapons in there, must be weapons, even though there were 59 inspectors that ran through those trucks at will while they were holed up for a whole week, mind you, a whole week. Before the Russians said, oh, we're not going to wait any longer. We're going to go in and distribute this. Imagine yourself as a parent, a parent of a baby that needs formula, that needs milk. And you're hearing that the Russians are going to bring it, but they don't have the right papers to get through the Iranian customs. Well, there were no weapons on those trucks, and we know that. And so it's just sort of this artificial.
I agree. That was confirmed. And we don't know what happened with the airliner and the rest of it. But clearly, I believe this signifies Putin's statement, though, because I've watched some of the segments. It's a 2.5-hour talk where he goes, well, yeah, some Russian troops got picked up. They'll be brought back. They're just helping. Everybody laughs and he laughs. Clearly, they've got troops guarding their bases. That's on record. And sure, they are doing aid convoys. But I think his statement about nukes, I think it marks a quiet escalation where they realize being nice hasn't worked. And I'm predicting you are going to see more Russian troops basically infiltrate, not exfiltrate. And I think this is a major sign of a hardening in the Russians, which some would say is bad, some would say is good, because the only thing that the globalists see is strength. That's the only thing that they tend to back off from.
Yeah, Alex, one thing that's really necessary to appreciate, and that is the situation on the ground in southeastern Ukraine. Now, contrary to the propaganda picture in the West, which had the Ukrainian army winning, surrounding Donetsk and some of the other cities, the so-called separatists, which are really federalists, so anti-coup federalists that speak Russian mostly, they surrounded these inept Ukrainian troops. And so the tide turned exactly 2 weeks ago. And it was before the Russians ever came in, if indeed they've come in significant numbers. And so this is sort of a face-saving excuse for the fact that the Ukrainians are taking it on the chin. A lot of them ran away. They left rockets behind them. We have photos showing all that. They're undisciplined. And so it was the pro-Russian, if you want to call them that, separatists that were starting to win, and all of a sudden, how are they going to explain that to the world? It must be those darn Russians that the Russians came in en masse. The photos, the satellite photography that NATO brought forth yesterday, as an intelligence professional, Alex, I'm embarrassed. I mean, you couldn't tell anything from those photos. And if that's the best they have, you know, if that's the best they have from commercial satellite photography, you know, It's really stretches the credulity to think that they have any good evidence at all that's substantial members of the Russian
Army. Well, I agree, but I wouldn't blame the Russians guarding the infrastructure they paid for and that they have contracts on.
Oh, well, sure. All I'm saying is that that would be reasonable, and some of that no doubt is happening. But the evidence is not what is presented by NATO and by the U.S.
Sure.
The other thing is that Putin has deliberately adopted a kind of a laissez-faire, a kind of a you know, laid-back attitude. What he said last night was, look, you Ukrainian, Ukrainians that we support politically, at least, be aware that, you know, you may have captured a couple hundred Ukrainian government forces, but let them go. You know, get a corridor back into the Western Ukraine. Let them go, for Pete's sake, you know. And we expect them to let those 12 guys that they captured from us. Let's not make this into a big conflagration. Now, I have to tell you, that's a much more statesman-like attitude than anything we're seeing out of NATO or out of Washington.
That's it. We don't see anything diplomatic out of the West anymore. It's all just thuggish. Al Capone had more grace than these guys, and that's what concerns me.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's true. And, you know, Jack Matlock, who used to be the ambassador, our ambassador in the Soviet Union and in Russia, in his most recent writing, he said, you know, this name-calling of the kind you heard Samantha Power do yesterday, it's not doing any good. You don't say at the UN that we haven't heard a word of truth from Russia. Indeed, most people know you've heard more truth from Russia than you have from Samantha Power. So who does she think she's kidding? I guess the American public. And the sorry fact, Alex, is that except for your show and others like it, Americans are being kidded.
Well, sir, thank you so much for the time, and have a great weekend, and hopefully we can de-escalate this. Ray McGovern, raymcgovern.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Most welcome, Alex.
Thank you. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Sitting in traffic.
All right, we're going to have totally open phones and tons of news in the third hour coming up. I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's 5 to 7 Eastern with the live Sunday transmission. We have InfoWars Nightly News coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, with our great reporters and investigative journalists and crew. I want to go to Will, and I want to go to Chris and Anthony and Habu. I don't normally make folks hold that long, but I got you on before. Then our guest, we were able to get him, came on. Just briefly, I've skipped two breaks today. I've not plugged anything. We fund our operation selling high-quality products at the best prices. InfoWarsLife.com has the best, in my view, in research. Fancy, super high-quality nutraceuticals at prices below the competitors, blowing them away. X2 iodine. That is so much more palatable than other iodines, and it's just amazing from the rare earth crystal sources. The Ocupower, which we are almost sold out of, at current sales rates by next week or Monday or so, we should be sold out of this. And we'll have more in a few months, but amazing eye formula, similar to DNA Force, but it mainly focuses on the eyes. We've got Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, more of the Silver Bullet came in. A super colloidal silver at a very low price, a major grocery store chain that puts out organic food. Everybody knows its name. This is the same stuff they've got, but it's $9 more with them. It comes from the same high-quality lab, private labeled for us. Just give an example. That, you know, it's $19.95 with us. It's $29.95 with them. I mean, that just gives you an idea of what's going on here. A lot of the stuff in there is now sold out. More is coming in. InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got the Molon Labe t-shirts and the belt buckles sold out and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or Maiden1776.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Pro Pure G2 filters, the best out there, side-by-side comparisons of leading competitors. Those are available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com as well. There's videos there that show the science and the background, the studies, and the independent, highly respected labs showing the side-by-side comparisons. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go. Again, it's critical that you be PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's critical you spread the word about the broadcast. It's critical. There's not many operations like this. We appreciate all of your support, spreading the word. We appreciate all we try to do is tell the truth. The globalists want gun control. We're against it. They want open borders. We're against it. They want satellite tracker boxes in your cars. We're against it. They want to tax you. Now it's admitted. They want to start a war with Russia. We're against it. They want to fund Al-Qaeda. We're against it. It's just, we just try to be moral here. I want to sleep good at night. I don't want to have a nuclear war. My kids are my kids. They don't belong to MSNBC like they say. I'm sick of it. I don't want to be pushed around. And if I'm a traitor for not wanting nuclear war, so be it. Let's talk to Will in Arizona. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. My name is Will from Phoenix, Arizona, and I have like 4 points. And first off, I am a Prison TV Planet member.
Awesome, brother. Go ahead and into your points, and I'll hold you over if need be.
Okay. All right. First one is I think that with regards to everything that's going on with Russia, I think we need to remember who dropped the bombs on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Because if anybody's going to drop a nuke, it's going to be the U.S., and we're going to do it a first strike. I'm almost betting. Second, if you really want to have an unbridged idea of what is going on today, look at it's actually a YouTube video, but it's a documentary. Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. It's about 5 hours long. It doesn't gratify him. It doesn't try to say that he wasn't, a terrible person at the end of the war and things to that effect. But it does give more of an unabridged documentary concept of what was going on and how America funded Britain.
Oh, it's on record that the elites, the robber barons, J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers, put Hitler in. Now, that's a fact. That's a mainline Pulitzer Prize.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.